Welcome to another episode of Black African American Race Man. As a Black man born and raised in the Mississippi Delta, I understand the value of hard work. As a graduate of Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi, and Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, I value the knowledge of how to work smarter as well as harder. I believe in the ability of ideas, inventions, and innovation, and the power of making a way out of no way. Through collaborating, cooperation, partnerships, I believe the Black community can create opportunities to compete in the marketplace where disruptive ideas matter. Allen Hydro Energy Corporation is attempting to develop a technology to mitigate food shortages due to droughts and systemic racism. It's called Vertical Farming System, with a vertical farming machine for residential, commercial, and industrial farming. I am seeking a strategic partnership with Tuskegee University's Provost, Dr. Keith Hargrove, and other members of Tuskegee University who have yet to reply to my emails or return a phone call. Remember, this is a university famous for Dr. George Washington Carver, the Tuskegee Airmen, but as well the syphilis experiment on Black men. The second opportunity I am pursuing, I contacted John Boyd, president of the National Black Farmers Association, on June 30th of this year by email and phone, seeking an opportunity for funding and a partnership. Black farmers must be in a position to compete in this multi-billion dollar global vertical farming industry. They already have the land and the knowledge. Sadly, I have not received a response from Mr. Boyd, the president of the Black Farmers, of the National Black Farmers Association. So I'm hoping he will respond. The third opportunity is really unique. It's in the technology area. Ice Cube launched his contract with Black America during the 2020 presidential campaign. And as a result, he recently partnered with Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, who allocated $100 million to support Black businesses and entrepreneurs in the sports industry. The funds were given to Aerial Investment, co-owned and founded by Melody Hobson, a Black African-American woman who is part owner now of the Denver Broncos NFL team. And the second company was CF Bank Corporation, known as City First, led by Timothy T. O'Dell, who's the CEO. All my efforts to get access to this process to apply have failed. My technology startup, Ahstar, A-A-H-S-T-A-R, is designing a monetized social media platform for professional Olympic and college athletes and entertainers. They will be able to earn money from their fans who subscribe to their accounts. And in return, Ahstar professional athletes and entertainers will be able to provide exclusive content. I want to say that I am, as they call, putting irons in the fire, because I believe that within our community, we can compete. I love disrupting, innovative, and competing in the marketplace I remain hopeful that Black African Americans have the moral courage to do the same thing. My success will lead to the funding of the Quiet Resolution, or TQR, Inc., a national comprehensive Black empowerment plan that I wrote at www.tqrinc.com. Look it up. I believe that through the funding of TQR implementation, we can address many of the social and economic, medical, health, and political, legal issues that are facing our community. Instead of being led to just march and protest and boycott things, I think we should be willing to compete. And I know that the Black farmers are boycotting John Deere. And I think it's time that we create our own John Deere and compete and help Black farmers. I know that there are people boycotting the shooting of a Black man in Akron, Ohio. And that is sad, but more protests, more boycotts, and even civil lawsuits are not going to solve the problem. We need solutions. And that's one thing that our politicians, many of them led by members of Sigma Pi Phi Boule, are not interested in promoting. So if you follow their leadership, their strategies of protesting, boycotting, instead of our own self-empowerment plan, we're going to get much more of the same. There is an opportunity in California to compete. The governor of California, although he's ignored Rainmaker, a technology by Allen Hydro Energy Corporation to suppress and extinguish wildfires, he has allocated money in the budget for wildfires and climate change issues. And I'm seeking to compete with the National Black Chamber of Commerce in California to actually collaborate and compete for some of those fundings to address California's drought and the wildfires. So those are what I call irons in the fire. If you know any of those people, contacts I have, I am trying to reach out to, do me a favor, let them know, or you can always email me at WBSBPD88. That's WBSBPD88@gmail.com. Or you can give me a call at 614-668-0327, 614-668-0327. And if you're interested in looking at some of the technologies and proposals that I have submitted to Joe Biden back when he was first elected, visit my website, www.ahecenerg.com. That's a HEC for Allen Hydro Energy Corporation, energy without the Y on the end.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast. As always, I love Black African American people unapologetically, and I don't pull punches or suffer fools or deal with bullshit. That's just me, a real Black man seeking to address real Black problems, and no time for games or any of the funny business by those who are pretending they give a damn about Black folks in elected positions, appointed or anointed. And they know where I am, so we can always have a conversation about what they're doing versus what TQR is all about and the companies created to fund them. Thank you so much. Have a great day.